could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon, brought to you by Watching for Jesus Network, and it's here we are, all of us. Welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, and I welcome you today. And here we go this week. You know, last week we covered the perverse spirit, and before that, the perverse spirit, because there is a perverse spirit. It is a fact. It is what's driving this entire agenda. Now, one thing for sure, nobody on the face of this planet, except for God himself, knows when this tribulation is ever going to begin. Nobody knows. Not one human being. Not one. They all think they got an idea, and they got all these mathematical formulas and this silly nonsense about blood moons and all this garbage. All this garbage. It's junk. It's all junk. The Harbinger, the Scimitar, Sid Roth, it's supernatural. It's like the Westboro Baptist Church. It's all the same old nonsense. Family, the King James Bible, irrefutably, is going to tell you what's going to happen. Now, they can come up with all kinds of Hollywood plots and scenarios, and yeah, the Illuminati and Jesuits, etc., come up with all their flashbang, whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors, and HARP and CERN and whatever. But I'm going to tell you what. When they get done with their playing around and God says, okay, and the last person that God knows has been waiting on for that free will to kick in, has accepted Jesus as Savior, and he's preached that gospel in the four corners of the earth, man, their plans are going to go to pot. Pun intended. It's going to go to pot, man, right in the treasure. It's gone. And everything you need to know about the tribulations, you better reckon memorize, because it's in the Revelation, book of Revelation. It will tell you what's going to happen. There's not a darn thing they can do to stop it, change it, or otherwise. Once it kicks in, what's it? The first seal is broken. And there's not a theologian out there, not one, walking, breathing oxygen, that can prove otherwise. Not a one. No Carl Gallup. No, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. Irvin Baxter or whatever. Calvinist. It don't make a dickens who it is. It don't matter. We're not in the first seal yet. And another thing to you. America is not in the Bible. You're not going to find this in the Bible. They say, oh, it's the eagle. Well, the eagle means liberty. It means freedom. It means flying. It has nothing to do with America. Or the bear, leopard, Iran, none of that. The Bible is centered on the Middle East, not America. Get over it. America is not that important. Family, we're just a colony of England already. We're already Balkanized since 1972, thanks to Nixon. You see, this is a fact. Executive Order 11647, Executive Order 11731, and 11495, when that lost Nixon was going to set up his own dictatorship as directed by the Vatican. They're nothing more than puppets anyway. All of them are. Reagan included, the whole darn lot of them. Reagan's an actor. Ventura's an actor. Actors should be a clue. And they're all Luciferian, and they're doggone secret society members, and all they got is their own hide they want to try to save. That's the way it is. Let's just get down to it. You know. And God's calling the cards. He's allowing certain things to take shape and take place, but only God knows. He knows the future before Satan, the fallen angels, and the Illuminati have any idea the next decision they're going to make. They don't even know, but God already knows the end of it. They're going to have to learn the hard way. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get started here this afternoon. And I want to cover this week how they're using racial relations, the isms, how they've set those up, and how they use feminism. It's all connected. Every bit of it's connected. And so right now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to move into the news, and I'll explain in it. Today is kind of laying the groundwork. And I do let God guide me to which direction I head when I do these. What do you mean God guides you? Well, the Holy Spirit. It talks to your heart. You understand? You just kind of know which way to go. I'm not anybody that's in touch with the Holy Spirit. You pray. You know, you pray. And you trust the Holy Spirit supernaturally. You see, it's not open just for anybody. It's open for anybody that has given their life to Jesus Christ and put him first. It's real simple. Now, living it is not simple. It's called trials and tribulations in an individual's life. That can be difficult. And when you've taken a blood oath because you're a Freemason or a Knights of Malta or a witchcraft, it's all the same. When you take that blood oath, it complicates things a little bit. Then you get into... And this is very important, and it'll be covered this week, not only in my broadcast, but also Bible studies, is generational curses. This is the root problem that people aren't addressing. The major problem in most every social problem, governmental problem, is the generational curses. People don't realize that. And this is the root of it all. And Satan uses this generational curse as a method of controlling the world. And once that's addressed and you go to the supernatural, that's the only way anybody's going to understand this. There's no other way. Proof in the pudding is America's failed since 1700s. every war has been prepared, every war has been orchestrated, and every war with results of it, with the exception of World War II, has performed exactly like they'd planned it. World War II, three quarters of it went exactly how they planned. But they were planning a new world order by 1943-45. It didn't happen. They were planning a new world order by year 2001. It didn't happen. Or 2000, excuse me. It didn't happen. But each time they laid the groundwork for the next movement. Each time was a practice, if you will. God's in control. When are y'all going to understand that up there in the big house? And in Europe, and in Ukraine, and in Russia, and in China? When are y'all going to understand your secret society members and your royal families are not in control? It's going to have to be the hard way. It's called the tribulations, and they're coming. They're coming. That's what controls this world, is the evil of all the leaders, with Korea or China, Russia, America, all the same. Scandinavia, Europe, all of them. The UK, it's all the same. They're Luciferians. And they do not have their countrymen to their best interest at all. They want them dead. It's called the depopulation worldwide. The part about one country against another, the CIA against KGB, or Spetsnaz and CIA and NS, all that stuff, it's distraction at the highest level. That's all it is. The ones that's members of this, these organizations, GS ratings, have no idea what the upper level's up to. The upper level is looking for depopulation so they can lead this evolution of mankind. It's never going to happen. Transhumanism, so they can live at least 200 years. It's never going to happen, except for one case. Yeah. When they get into tribulation. You see, they want to live 200 years, but be careful what you wish for. It may be granted to you. Because the tribulation will make it to where you want to die, and you can't, because God won't let you. It's like going swimming in a pond, right, or in a pool, and you jump in, and you realize, oh, it's quicksand. I can't get out now. You see what I mean? You should have checked it first. That's exactly what's going to happen. When this tribulation begins, they'll have their earth, their world. They'll have it, but it won't be anywhere near what they think. It will not be George Jetson flying around in machines and living for 200 years rich and you got a slave class. Nope, not going to happen. God is allowing Satan to placate because Satan wants their souls. Right now, he's leading them astray with rewards and benefits and privileges, etc., to placate them. Psalms 34:21, and the evil shall slay the wicked. And God will allow it. And they'll want to die, but they won't be able to because God will not allow it. It's in the Bible. And now that I see transhumanism taking shape, I can see how it can happen. Oh, they'll get the New World Order. They're not going to like it none. It's going to backfire on them. Family, let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving here. I got a lot to talk about this week. Lord, we thank you tonight, this afternoon. Father, we thank you, Father, that we are able to come together. Lord, I ask you, forgive me of my sins, Lord, my thoughts. Lord, to help me through the Holy Spirit to lead this week, the broadcasting, Father, and the Bible studies. And Father, guide me to the truth that I can tell others, Lord. And Father, convict me if I fall away, and convict me, Lord, if I make a mistake. Lord, we call upon you, those that's listening and those praying. Lord, that you'll help these that are praying, Father, that their families, they're praying for healing of their family members and the healing spiritually, physically, Lord, and emotionally, the healing that, Father, we need to take place to banish these generational curses. fought to teach, to show us through the Holy Spirit about how to spread the blood of Jesus around us to protect us, and the full armor of God around us, Lord, to use that for protection against these generational curses. Father, to bring knowledge, bring wisdom and discernment to those in the control, that, Father, that we'll find whistleblowers that have the courage to come out and tell the truth. And, Father, to bring those righteous up to pray against these fallen angels, pray against these holidays, and pray against the witchcraft and the sacrifices that's going on of children today. Father, we pray for the wisdom of those that's going to witness to others, Lord, that they'll be able to find the words and the opportunities of divine appointments to witness the love of Jesus around. Lord, we pray for those that are contemplating suicides, that we know, Father, is part of the generational curse, is part of this drugs, Father, is part of a technology that's been orchestrating us. Lord, we know the veterans are targeted. Lord, we need knowledge to be put out by those whistleblowers to prove, to say, Father, to show how they're being targeted and how to defeat it, Lord. Because people don't know. And though we do pray on that full armor of God today, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, and that shield of faith, and put on the helmet of salvation, Lord, into our hands the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God contained in the King James Bible. Lord, guide us this week as we pray and dedicate these broadcasts and Bible studies to you, Lord, in your service. We pray, Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, finding out every day that this, what's going on today, when you really look at the objectives and the way things are planning out and so forth, has been planned ahead of time, and you see it happen, you begin to realize it's not mankind that could think this up. And evidence proves, others that have studied this, that this is a supernatural planning process. And it's all connected. Everything is connected. You won't find one major event today, politically, economically, scientifically, that's not connected to this agenda. In seven different ways. I've talked about these before. And my own opinion, just an opinion. This is only my opinion. That's all. I just don't think they're ready yet. I don't think that they're ready to pull off the New World Order yet. It's got to be a major crisis of some kind. It's got to be a worldwide threat. The entire world has to have some kind of threat that will work together, but that will be to the detriment. Sounds weird, doesn't it? But there's got to be an outside threat that causes the world to pull together. Now, they're trying now to scare the dickens out of the people with a fake World War III. Oh, there may be, be some shooting and killing or whatever, but World War III is the actual second seal. Hadn't happened yet. They got to have some kind of chaos to make people, allow people, cause people to come together. That's how it works. If we're allowed to just go by a daily routine. I mean, really, you all that's listening today, you all that's listening this afternoon, a lot of you already know what I'm talking about. And so, knowing that, we sometimes assume everybody else does, but they don't. Everybody knows around the world, in America especially now, that there is a corrupt government of some kind. And they blame it on Obama, and they blame it on the Jews, they blame it on the Arabs. Such a disparity. And then you got those, it's Dan Brown types, that say, well, it's the secret societies. So everybody's just, depends what, who you want to believe. You know, who you want, which direction you want to go. One segment, Christian identity. They believe it's the Jews. And then others, because of the news, believe it's the Muslims. And then those that follow the New World Order agenda think it's the secret societies and Bilderberg and all this stuff and all this skull and bones and all this. Everybody's picking their little places. You see. So nobody really knows. Because they're not coming together, not connecting the dots. They got us all separated and divided. Then they got the racial divide. Then they got the militia versus the government, the tyrannical society thing, tyrannical government thing going on. You got the white folk, police and federals shooting at the militia, white folk. You got the black folk and white folk going at each other. You got the police versus citizens. Y'all notice this. How about that? Men and women, you got the homosexuals versus straight. Family, they got us all so divided in different camps. This cry out of more of us than them is almost ridiculous. Those macho, I'm a former U.S. Marine. I've been teaching martial arts for 30 years. I'm anti-terrorism, force protection, and two different conflict areas and so forth. So I can step back and look at it, not from an armchair, but being involved in it, of what really is going on. You know? And it's almost, it's not funny, but it's like you sit back and look at the ridiculous, absurd directions that people are taking. The secret societies are holding secrets back from everybody, even their best friends, because they're under a blood oath not to tell the truth. So they go to have a cookout with them, but they, down deep while they're cooking the hamburgers or whatever, you know what I mean, or watching the football game all together and couples and eating popcorn and whatever, you know, yelling at the TV, because the TV don't hear you, just yell at it, all emotional, and you're putting for your team, and then you play fantasy football and all this silly in the mess. That the Freemason that's inside there, the Knights of Malta guy, that's, you know, he knows something you all don't know, and he's not telling you because he can't. So he takes pride in knowing something you don't know. But then his heart's being convicted of the lies and of the secret that he knows that may just kill his neighbors. He doesn't tell them. So there's a conviction. It's a torment of sort. So they have to harden themselves to say, well, it's for the cause of the ends justify the means. That's how they justify it. So, I mean, a murderer, when he murders somebody, he's doing the right thing in his mind. The terrorists that blow themselves up, they're dying for the truth. So they're thinking. When I taught force protection and I exercised force protection with our military advisors in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, I trained a group, and when the military pulled out, I was the one that set up the contract to set up security for Kuwait, Camp Doha. I was one that did that. And I set up a training program. And you teach them, those that already knew, they were like the Rambo types, you know. And then when I was teaching them, it was like, well, we know all that. I said, yeah, well, you're under contract. Just sit down and be quiet, you know, because everybody knows everything, right? You know, they're all Rambo types and stuff. But they don't know that everything is pre-planned by this Illuminati. They don't understand this. A bigger picture that's going on. These secret society members, they think they do, but they don't, because they're blinded by each degree. They're convicted when they tell a lie, but they justify it. In their mind, the ends justify the means, as I said. They keep us all divided in different camps. So those that say, there's more of us than them, these Illuminati can't win, you better do your counting again. Because you got 26 suicides per day of our military personnel. Majority of them never went overseas and had no reason to have post-traumatic stress. So why is 80% never been in a combat situation and they committing suicide? Why is that? Ever thought about that? 60% never been deployed. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Because it's being orchestrated. They can't talk about to the VA. They can't tell them with the voices I hear in my head, which I've talked about this dozens of times now, are implanted by technology. Voice-to-skull technology that was perfected and used on citizens at some Walmart stores. Yeah, buddy. There's some Walmart stores across the United States, specific ones, that use that technology, voice-to-skull, microwave, in some of their stores to test it out on the advertising arena. Why do you think a lot of Iraqis in the early 1990s surrendered? Is based on technology, voice-to-skull technology. Some of the veterans think it's them hearing these voices. They don't understand the technology behind it, plus the psychotropic drugs. You got 26 suicides per day, plus. It's more than that, probably, because they're calling it, to reduce the number, they're calling it accidents. A suicide and accident. So they'll reduce the number. More of us than them. You better do your counting again. Because that's not true. When they conduct a chaotic event, then everybody worked together to solve that chaotic event. But the winners will be under the control of the malevolent government. Not the good one. The bad one. But Jesus Christ, when he comes back, the supernatural will raise its head. And you're in it. People don't want to hear that, I know. But that's what's going to happen. Everybody's trying to solve it themselves on certain levels of the government and military and so forth. But they'll have to come to understanding. This Ebola thing. I don't like talking about the Ebola issue because it's highly likely it's a hoax. However, there are some people that allegedly have Ebola, but it's controlled. And what does start the pandemic is going to be the vaccinations. So they scare you into taking the vaccinations. And that starts the real pandemic. My personal opinion is they're not ready for New World Order yet. They need to create more fear in the population. Then they test it to see how it's going. That's what they're doing now. In the meantime, your controlled opposition are coming out with these articles. World War III on the battlefront. World War III is coming. And so forth and so on. And then Sanand Emanuel, the fallen angel, and aliens and all this stuff. It's going on to scare people. They're testing it out. Oh, they can taste it. One of the major issues and points coming up is going to be the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. That's a big one. You see, the Jesuits are separate from the Roman Catholic Church, secretly. They're set up to destroy the Roman Catholic doctrine and bring it back to its pagan roots, where it was before the 300 A.D. That's the... talking about Obama being the destroyer. Every president we've had, except the ones they've assassinated, every single president, except for George Washington, John Adams, Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK, every president otherwise, not only are they cousins of the Merovingian bloodline appointed as a president, never elected, never. Learned the subjugation of this Illuminati and the Jesuits. The Jesuits are the destroyers into every discipline, military, finance, religion, of course, politics, economics, everything. And they're the destroyers. Now, back to what I was saying. The Roman Catholic Church, as documented by the Illuminati in their own textbook, will experience a re-spiritualization back to its pagan roots. They're calling it Reconstruction. This has been planned a long time. Francis is a Jesuit. He does what he's told to do by the Grey Pope, Pepe Orsini. Orsini, the Grey Pope, controls the Black Pope and the White Pope. Cute, huh? The Black Pope is Adolfo Nicholas, the head murderer of the murderers, Jesuits, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus and Rhodes Scholars. They take a blood oath against you. Freemasons, you're on the chopping block. They don't care about you. They will use you, but the secret societies themselves will be taken out by the Illuminati according to Protocols Chapter 15, X-Ray Victor, Chapter 15, Roman numeral XV, of the Protocols of the Elders. It is going to happen. So they cut off every person that they're using. They're done with them. They've achieved their goals. They kill those people. That's how it works. It will happen. But only when they've achieved their goals and objectives of control. So, back to the Catholic Church. The re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church, the takedown, will be orchestrated by the Jesuits. Already, you can see Francis, for example, that's at odds with the bishops or cardinals about homosexuals, about certain marriage rules that the Catholic Church used to have and now changing it. And he's little by little, he's setting all that up. You can see it every day. Now, I'm going to tell you how part of what they do, if I can tell you right quick, like. Now, hang in there, family, because I'm putting this together in my head as I go along. I don't have a script today, and very seldom do I have a script anyway. I sometimes pull things out. Okay, let me tell you some of the following truths about this Illuminati and about this agenda that's not being talked about. In order for you all to understand the revelations about this, not the biblical revelations, but revelations, acknowledgement and knowledge and so forth, the development of this international conspiracy that was in Canada and the United States, as evidenced by official investigations that's been covered over, and over the past 90 years. Now this family, listen, now I don't want to throw too much into it, but I'm just, this goes back to Nimrod, family. It goes back to Nimrod, the third generation after the flood. You understand how deep this goes? And the pharaohs of Egypt. The pharaohs of Egypt are the bloodline to the kings and queens and the royal bloodlines of today. They're in the same bloodline. And every monarch, every dictator and murderer, from Attila the Hun to Genghis Khan to Charles Maine and King John and all doggone rest of them, are part of this bloodline that goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. They can trace it all the way back. That's why you have Cheney and Romney and Gore and the presidents and all these are bloodline to the Merovingian bloodline, lower level cousins, lower level. It's not one of these things where you say, well, I have a great aunt that was, now I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actual bloodline that they don't marry outside of. They keep it all connected. But anyway, the following truths exist. Just very simple. Number one is that the real issue that's at stake here, not all this news you're hearing, it's all distraction, but the real issue is whether Jesus Christ or Satan will ultimately reign as king upon this earth. Now, that's a no-brainer. And the winner is an absolute no-brainer. It's that simple. But number two, the supreme directors, the Illuminati, that controls the Vatican, that controls everything else, including the Jews, including the Muslims, because Islam was created in the 6th century by the Vatican. Christianity, a religion, was created by the Vatican in 325 AD, before the murders began around the 12th century. Oh, the Vatican's been murdering ever since with the Jesuits. Evidence is clear. The Zionist movement to control the Jews was in 1897. Family, this is all true. So the supreme directors of this satanic conspiracy, the Illuminati, are actually Italian and German. Insiders. You have always have an inside and inside of the inside. Committees and councils and all that. And then of them, you got Council of Three, the Council of Six. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, these supreme directors, Illuminati, of this satanic conspiracy are a small group of men who believe in the supernatural. Whether you do or not, don't make one lick of difference. They do. And they control it right now with the Hegelian dialectic. I may cover that shortly. But they believe in the supernatural. What does that mean, believe in the supernatural? Well, Lucifer. Satan is the same one. Yes, he is. They tell you otherwise, they're either uninformed or they're lying. I don't give a hoot who it is. It don't matter. This is the truth. They believe in the supernatural beings. They think they're aliens. They think they're ascended masters, depending. They think they're time travelers. I can't believe that they, those in the Joint Chief of Staff and your scientists actually believe this nonsense. I mean, it just drives me crazy. They're supposed to be smart. Or just lustful about power. I don't know. Makes you blind, don't it? Pride gets the best of you. But they believe in the supernatural beings. And they deliberately organize atheistic materialism, humanism, to lure human beings away from Almighty God in these areas I've talked about all along. Even Christianity is there to take you away from the truth about Jesus Christ. I mean, look at the sects, 37,000 different sects of just Christianity. Christianity is nothing more than a religion. Jesus is not about religion at all. He is about redemption, salvation, down a cross for your sins. He rose again, and he's coming back. That's not religion. That's following Jesus. Following Jesus, his commandments, because he's God incarnate in human flesh. The Mormons, Protestantism, Jehovah's Witnesses, high birth, name it, it don't matter. Presbyterian method, it don't matter. It don't matter. Or religions to take you away from the truth by lukewarm, putting in their own man-made dogma. In every single, all religions. Each one's got a different doctrine or different heresy of some soul sleep or sacred name movement. All these movements are worthless. It's to divide us up just like street gangs. Jesus is only for one. Those accept him, wheat. Those that deny him, the tares. That's it. You accept Jesus Christ, that's all. It's not what movement you belong to, what flag you worship, there you go, or idol, or stars and stripes, or the old Union Jack, or any of that stuff. All that is to divide us all. Oh, it works, too. We divide us and we kill each other to their delight. It's worked every time. So they use atheistic materialism to lure human beings away from Almighty God. Keep us all busy. Drugs is a big one. All this is connected. You can trace everything I'm telling you to this source. So the devil, Satan, Lucifer, when he was in heaven, turned to Satan because when he would rebel against God before the creation of the earth, it was rebellion. Supernaturally, there's a time frame there, but and he went after the weakest part, family, and that was us, human beings, specifically Adam and Eve. From then on, was corrupting the DNA, evolving the dinosaurs during the period of the flood. That's what the flood was all about, to kill it off. The Grand Canyon was formed by the flood. Now, if you want to believe the Colorado River formed the Grand Canyon, man, go for it. Go for it. But it's not possible. A little old river like that, I don't care how fast it is, it's going to create the entire Grand Canyon. You got to be kidding me. The easiest solution is to accept it. The smartest one is to know it didn't happen. The flood's what washed the Grand Canyon out. It's a washout from a whole lot of water, killing a whole lot of abominations that were living. And those giants and those physical abominations that had the corrupted DNA that they evolved into had to die. Because Satan tried to destroy the creation of God. God protected, brought Noah, wife, three sons, three wives of one nationality. One ethnic group, not nationality, but one ethnic group. I'm going to talk about that this week, where the ethnic groups came from. Eight people survived out of what they estimate 20 million. Everything died because it was an abomination. Plants, animals, everything. Because it was not God's creation. And giants, those disembodied spirits, the giants, the disembodied spirits are the demons we have to deal with today. That's where the demons came from. The bodies were abominations. Demons took control of the bodies of the giants and everything else. God wiped it out. Start all over again. He saved the bloodline. The seed was Noah. Perfect in his generation. Look it up. The King James Bible tells you. Perfect in his generation is specifically talking about true DNA. The bloodline DNA carried through to Shem, who became the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Not Japheth, not Ham. And Japheth and Ham and Shem were all the same bloodline, and they were the same ethnic DNA. So the races came after the flood. There's a reason why. Factor in the Tower of Babel and changing the languages. That gives you a hint. In any case, the devil, the master, wins every soul who's denied the existence of God and refused to love, serve, and obey him. Not your country, not your family, but Jesus Christ. Those that denied God, and that is Jesus Christ in the human flesh, now glorified on the right hand side of the Father. And the Holy Spirit are all one. 1 John 5:7. It is clear as a bell. Only in the King James Bible. The other Bibles say all three testify. Three what? It doesn't say. King James tells you Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit are one. And then other scriptures, John 1:14 and John 1:1 confirms that the Word is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word. What's the Word? King James Bible. Well, it wasn't for him. The King James Bible didn't come out to 1611. That's right. It's translated 1604 to 1611 by really actual scholars, not the trash they got today at Harvard, Stanford, MIT. I'm dead serious about that because all these are humanists, Freemasons at the highest level, Marxist, confirmed, every college university. That means they're biased. That means their books, their classes, theology schools aren't worth 2 cents because they're teaching from a biased point of view. That's why. Oh, they're smart guys. They know a lot about history, but it's perverted based on the Jesuit agenda to hide the truth from you. That's the reality. A prince of Saudi Arabia gave like millions of dollars to Harvard. Rockefeller gave like $20 million to Harvard. Now, who do you think owns Harvard? That sets the standard. And Wake Forest and Duke and California, Rochester, it don't make one lick of difference. They're all controlled. The religions were, the churches were infiltrated in 1887, and your education was infiltrated in 1908. Federal Council of Churches turned to National Council of Churches. Family, I can tell you dates, times, people, places, the objectives specifically. The reason is to show you how this is set up. So one, the station, the issue is really ultimately who's going to rule, Jesus Christ or Satan. That's a no-brainer. Armageddon settles that one. It's already done because it's in the Bible. And the small group of men, you got the Committee of the 300, the Committee of the 33, the Council of 13. Oh, it just goes on in the Illuminati. But they're slaves. These hierarchy billionaires and all this, Bilderberg and all this, they're nothing but mere slaves, the fallen angels. Atheistic materialism lures human beings away from Almighty God. What does Madonna say? I'm a material girl. 1980s, remember that? Right now, just for the heck of it, well, I'm talking if you want to, look up Madonna and Brad Pitt and you find they're in the same Merovingian bloodline as George Bush, Cheney, and the rest of them. Did you know that? And did you know that Madonna is a high-level priestess, just like Bill Clinton and Buchanan are high priest in the Luciferian order, and Jimmy Carter's no better. They're all part of it. So, the devil and their masters wins every soul that denies the existence of God. That's why they've infiltrated education and religion. Number three is the fundamental principle of the satanic Illuminati is to divide the races, divide the religions, divide the political groups. That means they got to form them, don't they? The social classes, the nationalities. That's where the flags come from. That's where Edward Bernays came up with in the early 1900s, fight for freedom. They planned the wars in the 1870s. Then they came up with the Tavistock. Nephew of Sigmund Freud was Edward Bernays, who coined the word fight for freedom and then hook and crook him into fighting the wars. Family, that's what Arlington's all filled up with. Those that meant well, fought their lives, gave life to each other and for America, but the wars were already pre-planned. This, me being a former U.S. Marine, I try to stay neutral as I can when I broadcast. Sometimes I just get so angry with these people. But it's out of my hands. It's in God's hands. They'd love it if it's my hands. Because God is the one that can destroy the soul and the body in hell. All I can do is just get mad and throw rocks and maybe spitballs. A 9mm every now and then. That doesn't do a thing. They got people these days and just makes me, I just hold my head and shake my head back and forth. We got to go in there and we got to arrest every single one of them. We're going to impeach the president. We're going to get the Illuminati. We're going to go in and we got to find out what houses they live and where homes. I'm like, man, y'all have any idea what you're talking about? There's nobody to arrest anybody because it's all secret societies. God's going to take care of that. Don't mean we just sit back and do nothing. You form up in Oregon, for example, groups there, and you go after the legislation that's trying to kill your children called the Euthanasia Act. Die with dignity? Look how they place it. It's psychological. Die with dignity is allowing your child to commit suicide or an adult to commit suicide and end up in hell because they think they're dying for dignity, but no, they're ending up fast-tracked to hell, committing suicide by their own account. This is what they're setting up in Oregon. So why don't you stop it up there? Hey, Texas, why don't you do the same thing? Y'all got a good battling average. You stopped the HIV or HPV shot that Perry was trying to put through back in 2010. Good job. And some other things in Texas. Y'all getting together. That's what you do. That's how you do it. You find out what's going on. You stop them. You take some spokes out of the wheel. Slow the cart down. But their main objective, as they head toward their own destruction, is they become weak. They cause us to become weak, fighting each other with these groups I told you about, races, religion, political groups, social classes, nationalities. Make them fight each other. So they become weak in manpower and ruined economically. And this plot leads them toward internationalism. And 20th century, number four. There's five fields of thought that's influencing the world course of world events. One is Christianity. It's a religion designed to lead people away from Jesus. It teaches that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He'll someday come back on earth in majesty and glory, restore law and order of Almighty God. But now, beginning in 1887, they infiltrated the churches, come up with different doctrine of Christianity. Created sex, S-E-T-C-T-S, and lukewarm preaching. 501c3 that controls your church. Corrupted Bibles, early 1900s. You see how they did what they did to Christianity? So they formed it for the right reason, and then they started corrupting it by design. Well, you got to have it corrupted. That's what happened and is happening. That's why they're going to have now a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. International communism teaches atheistic materialism, runs this world today, and the United States too. Oh yeah. Claims that everything must start from matter, energy, and returns to matter. Huh. Its leaders work to bring about an international atheistic dictatorship. They've planned that six times, and America failed every time. So far, but they learned from their mistakes. The Illuminati use all others to preach the goal to establish a despotism of Satan upon this earth. Sound familiar? He has it in Revelation. And in Isaiah 14. Book of Revelations. That's exactly what it is. It's going by the book. Political Zionism, which aimed at control by the Jews. Oh, yeah. The fake Jews, the Ashkenazi. Sabbateans. Sephardic, whatever, but they're not real Jewish bloodline. You ever heard of the synagogue of Satan? Which really encompasses the secret societies as well. Those who claim to be Jews but are not Jews. And international Nazism. It taught the deity of man and that the state is all supreme. The leaders sought to impose their ideas of militarist dictatorship upon the people. And did you know that that was supposed to have been the sixth phase of World War II? Sixth phase of World War II. It didn't take place. They did it secretly by bringing 10,000 Nazis over in 1945 to 46, including Adolf Hitler, who went to Argentina, and then also came to live in the United States, died in around 1960s. After all, he's second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Hitler's second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Stalin and Churchill. They're all traitors. They all worked together during World War II. Oh yeah, Churchill and J.P. Morgan were responsible, directly responsible for the death of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. May the 7th, 1915, was attributed to the evil of Churchill and J.P. Morgan. And about the same time, a little bit after, FDR was planning with Churchill, and the Japanese elite was planning Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. It's a false flag. That's a fact. Because they're all part of this agenda. So now to keep us under control, they form isms. Nazism, fascism, communism. You name the ism, they formed it up to divide us. Now, I had planned on, make sure whoever's taking this down remind me of this, but I want to discuss down the road here, specifically the different isms and how they came about. I'm not going to do it today. I'm not prepared today to do it, but all the isms have been created by them to divide us all and to set up the next step to the New World Order. Every single one. And religions to keep us divided. Every single one. All of them. One degree to the other. One degree close to Jesus, but enough to keep you away from him. And the other is so far away from him, there's nowhere, talking about Buddha and Krishna and Kalki Avatar and Bodhisattva, and it goes over the middle into Buddha and all that sort of thing over there in Pakistan and India and what have you. All about keeping us all busy and divided. Now, you will find in some of my broadcasts that I do repeat certain bits of information, and sometimes you need that. You know, maybe people like it, maybe they don't. Regular listeners, thank you for your patience, but this is so involved, sometimes you have to repeat some of the information, and you put new information in the middle of showing it where it fits in the overall scheme of things. The military has been targeted for a long time. You have Wicca and witchcraft heavily involved in the military today. Heavy involved. And they're bringing drugs in. Now they have the homosexual division between heterosexual and homosexual military personnel, and that's not going to go over very well because it's not. 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults. That's not real good for camaraderie. And they planned it that way. Bringing women in to go to frontline units. That was planned in 1970. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, report of civil rights to the committee. It was effected June 2013 by Panetta. He lifted the ban on women in frontline units in combat. He followed up with what Ruth Bader Ginsburg set up a long time ago. When you consider the Jew issue, the manner in which the lesser Jews were herded into the ghettos, enabled satanic despots to make all of them think and do whatever they were told and think to do. After all, the wealthy Jews and elders exercised the power of life and death over the lesser brethren. So the quarrel is not with lesser Jews. It's with a small number of men who pretend to be Jews, whether in fact followers of Satan. And let Christians insist that those Jews to whom they extend the hand of friendship, they condemn publicly the Talmudic teachings which contain blasphemies worse than the Quran and insults regarding Christ and threats to Christians. the Talmud. Judaism is not much better. Family is an ism. And Christianity is another one. Lukewarm. Just keep people enough to where they think they're being saved, but they're not. That's important to know because Christianity is one of the worst of it. Infiltrated, 1887. Just make them lukewarm. Control them. Take the money. Give it to the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. The Vatican controls it. Family, being born again is the ticket. But they're not doing it now. They've started moving out of that around, 60s or 70s. See, the anti-Semitism plays right into the hands of Illuminati. The high priest of Satan must get a lot of satisfaction when Jews are blamed for their crimes against humanity. It's exactly what they want. Many Gentiles and Jews swallow the bait and hook, line, and sneaker. Every time Christian identity preaches this, brainwashes, curses the people underneath them. It's another movement, Christian identity. This is all, you know, this is all what's really going on. But I do want to cover those isms down the road, and I'll give the date and time and place and how they set it up and all that sort of thing, because that's what it mean, people are members of today. It's move right along. Keep us all divided. Working like a charm. If y'all was to switch it, boy, that'd really cause them some problems. But nobody wants to know this except for you all that's listening today. Like the moth drawn to the flame, people looking for the fear, seems like they think they're learning something instead of solutions and what's really behind it. I used to think when I was teaching anti-terrorism to government officials and to security personnel and so forth, I ran classes and courses, seminars and all that sort of thing. I talked to them about the cell system, right down to your terrorist that did the suicide bombing and so forth. They thought they were dying for truth. But I tell them that there are different cells that's not connected to each other that passes the control down to the next cell, down to the next cell, and each cell don't know about the other cell except for one person in the middle. Well, the assumption there, even when I was training people, was that it's all Muslim. Come to find out, it's CIA. You're all the Mossad. Or MI5, MI6 working together, or KGB. They all work together. So the cell that's teaching, say, like the suicide bombers in Islam, for example, their next level up would be an Arab that pretends to, I love Allah, Allah, Allah Akbar, etc., 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 Alhamdulillah, all that kind of thing. Then the next one would be connection to the CIA or Mossad that these suicide bombers don't know. And then that's how it really works. Omar Sheikh is a good example. Osama bin Laden. Saddam. Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Castro was a Jesuit. Jim Jones. Now that murderer, Jim Jones, would have killed 900 people. He was a Jesuit. Family, these are not renegade Jesuits. They're assets of the Jesuits. Y'all understand this? This is... Oh, man. Look it up on your own. Don't believe me. I don't want you all to believe a word I say. You challenge everything I tell you. Challenge it, man. Go after it. In no time at all, the communist executives had a host of spies and working for them back in the 50s. And these spies were broken down into 5 groups, by the way. You had spies... And remember, the highest level work with each other, right? Well, in the military intelligence, includes all branches of the armed forces and departments of government concerned with internal and eternal security, external security in the country, infiltration of cells and departments of supply, transportation, communication, intelligence. So the CIA would tell the VC through the Russians where our troops were going. You understand this? The CIA and these intelligence groups do not work for American, or do not work for Brits, or do not work for Russia. They work for the Illuminati. The national economy includes all branches of trade and commerce and customs, revenue, taxation departments. They're all working together. Industry and research. Every division of industry and science, science, which is one of the rays I've talked about. Political affairs. It includes the labor organizations controlled by the mafia and the Jesuits. That's how they control people. Family, oh my gosh, the Rockefellers massacred men, women, and children at Matawan, Colorado Fuel and Iron Massacre. They hired Baldwin, something, detective agency, to do the murdering. They're still there. The Rockefellers still operate. And they murdered men, women, and children in their marches in the coal mines and so forth, wanting more money. They murdered them, man. Massacred. Where's the outcry of that? There wasn't. They come up with a fund called Laura Spellman Memorial Fund to settle everybody down. No, we're sorry. We'll help you. Yeah. Then the money they took from the Laura Spellman Memorial Fund for the massacre of Colorado Fuel and massacred Laura Spellman Memorial Fund. As soon as everybody calmed down and got their money, the money's left over went for subversive activities. Even funded Billy Graham in 1949, and Billy Sunday was funded out of that fund. That's why they changed it from the Federal Council of Churches to National Council of Churches, because they realized it was subversive. Navy Intelligence, 1936, confirms it. It's considered the most important of the spy rings because Lenin said, all revolutions must start within the ranks of labor. That's why they have the reunions, to cause revolution, to justify martial law. And the social sciences and propaganda. You know what that includes? Education, religion, social welfare, crime, and criminals, recreation projects, health, mass medication, I've talked about dozens of times, and public information. And the outlets, such as the press, radio, TV, family, the news and all that's been controlled since 1915, according to congressional records, by J.P. Morgan, who bought out 25 major newspapers and assigned editors to each one under his control to print what they wanted. One of the only times they come out with real news was the 1950s, the Chicago Tribune reported the truth about Korea, blamed the Council of Foreign Relations for the blood of World War II and Korea. It was on their hands, the Council of Foreign Relations, which controls your government. And all the other governments have the same mirror organization. Every country does. Now, the things I'm telling you now, you're thinking, well, gosh, we don't have a chance. Well, wrong. It's already been won. Jesus already won it. Family, they lose. I've talked about that about an hour ago. So they tell the same thing I'm telling you today. When they have a new general come in, or a new congressman, or a new CEO, or some Rhodes Scholar or whatever that's going to work for them, they show them all this. And they're like, ooh, odd, wowed. Well, I can't beat this. I'm just going to join them. So they join them to Satan, literally. They take a blood oath. But they're pulled in because of rewards, because it's so massive. They lose sight of which really what's going to happen. You know, going back as far as even 1950s, and further back, of course, the agentur, the directors of this conspiracy, arranged for an annual crop of young girls for the white slave trade, just like they arranged for annual crop of drugs. Not only do they arrange for systematic seduction of teenage girls, but they've turned this traffic in their babies into a $1 million business. They have babies that never see the light of day. They're used for sacrifice, food, prostitution, nihilists, which are professional assassins from the day they're born. This is what's really going on. Especially in Montreal. It takes a tremendous number of seductions to enable madames to have from 300 to 500 teenage call girls in their stables and produce enough illegitimate children to supply the baby market and organ transplants. Fam, if you knew the evil behind this. You know what's true of liquor, drugs, and prostitution is equally true of all phases of illegal traffic and trade. It's organized, financed, directed, controlled by those at the very top of the international conspiracy, the Illuminati. They use mafia, they use other crime agencies and so forth as fall guys. So that really works. You see, I've studied this intensely. And what I try to do is actually simplify it. Oh, yeah, this is simplified. This is simplified, let me tell you what. It is severely simplified. Almost criminally simplified. I'd lose people if I were to tell you the whole thing. And then I'm only scratching the surface myself. I learn something new every day I jump into this. Always something new. It's like, what? Well, you're kidding me. And new revelations that come on in the mind. Because you start connecting dots, you see how this works. It's amazing. But you got to be careful because you did get caught up in it. You only see the trees and not the forest. And the forest is, they've lost. Keep that in mind. And the way to keep it out of mind is to let them put fear in you. As far as I'm concerned about the fear, you know what I'm going to say, regular listeners, you know what I'm going to say next. They can stick up their wazoo. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. I can't be more explicit than that. That's the word, and that's really what's going to happen. Right now, we're just getting through. But you know, you all that study this, like we're doing now, you know a lot about what I'm saying already. Some of y'all could even sit here in the chair with me and you could run this whole broadcast yourself. I'm nobody special. You all out there right now, you know some of this. Here's the problem. Problem is 95% of the American population don't have a clue what we're talking about. Your family thinks you're crazy, don't they? Your friends. You start losing your friends the closer you get to Jesus and doing what he wants. You start losing friends, don't you? You start getting, what's that thing called, unfriended? I'm going to unfriend you. And you start talking about, you know, GMO products and chemtrails and all that. They don't think you lost your mind. You know, Benjamin Franklin, he was a murderer. That's a fact. He's in the Hellfire Club. He's a Satanist. When Benjamin Franklin made the American colonies prosperous by issuing scrip money, for example, in proper... This goes all the way back. I'm not jumping around. This goes all the way back to then. The European bankers demanded that the scrip money be abolished and that the money be used instead. And they made their demand under the threat of war and didn't hesitate to involve the colonies, which we still are today, in war with the demands that were not acceded to immediately. When President Lincoln declared he intended to challenge their power, he was assassinated. When JFK challenged their power, he was assassinated. When Andrew Jackson challenged their power, they tried to kill him 3 times. When McKinley challenged their financial dealings, they murdered him in 1901. Now you got it? And then Hitler and Mussolini, although they were part of the Illuminati, they went to power lust. Huh? So when Hitler and Mussolini challenged the power of World War II, it was fomented to destroy them. And then hit Stalin. See, God works in mysterious ways to destroy their plans. God's in control and always has been. He's waiting for the last time. It's his. He's allowing it to happen because we pull away. But it's his control to allow Satan certain latitude so people have the opportunity to make their choice of whose side they're on. And when it's got so far, they were in it. Everything, the playing field would change drastically. It may not even be this generation. It looks like it's going to be, but there's nobody can say about the rapture. Nobody can say about the seals. It's impossible. You'll know it when it happens, but nobody can predict it. And don't waste your money in this four blood moons nonsense. Can they produce it? Sure, because they have eclipses. They can keep track of it because the almanac. Can they do all kinds of tricks out in space? Sure. Holograms and all that nonsense? Sure can. You know, one of the ways they pull them in and keep the congressmen and the CEOs and generals and all these folks under control. I looked it up and did some research, and I found that the agentur of the Illuminati, they consist of men and women of all nationalities. And the one world government, where we talked about dozens of times, now, they believe that the only solution to the present political, social, economic problems are because of the rewards they receive for serving the Illuminati. It's how they entice them. Funds and influence to obtain leadership in politics and commerce or industry. Or rapid promotions to government services, civil service, diplomatic, armed forces. Publicity, prestige, honors in the social sciences. And wealth and social security and luxury. And then when they got it all and they have control, they're going to kill every one of them. That's something they don't know. And I don't pray either way. I just pray for people to be awake. And I don't, you know, vengeance is the Lord's business, not mine. So I don't pray that way. And who am I to do that? God knows what he's doing. The real God knows what he's doing. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk some here about the news. But what I've talked about, I gave you a basic understanding about where I'm headed. And that's what today is all about. I'm hitting all over the place, but actually it's connected. I talked about the Pope, right? Old Pope Francis. Now he's coming out with, here we go, casting out demons. Pope Francis declares support for exorcisms. Bingo. Let me tell you about that. You see, the Catholic Church, this doctrine, unknown to most Catholics, is based on pagan roots. Constantine was a pagan. Sorry, but he was. They couldn't kill off the Christians. It wasn't working. People were converting in the stands in the Colosseums of blood. They continued killing after 300 AD, but they slacked off with it. By the Council of Trent and a little bit before 1200 AD began the killings again. But they had to placate the Christians because they couldn't kill it off. They couldn't deter people from becoming Christian. Matter of fact, the killing of them and their praying to their God, which is our God, then from their perspective, Roman perspective, was changing people in the stands. They were converting in stands. You had some Roman soldiers that took off their armor and went out in the Colosseum with the Christians to die with them. See how God works? And God simply took their souls up. Whoop, gone. So they said, this is not working for us. So we got to, okay, you can't beat them, let's join them. Okay, so Constantine comes in. He fights in a bridge with Maxentius, gets rid of him, Maxentius. And here comes Constantine, the Council of Nicaea, 325 A.D., and the formation of Christianity. That's why all, I mean A-L-L, of every holiday we have, including Christmas and Easter, are all based on pagan. Covered over the Christian flavor. Every single one. Don't believe me. You get mad at me if you want, but I highly recommend you check it out. Halloween, Christmas, Easter, Columbus Day, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day. Every cotton picking one has an equal pagan festival or belief underneath it. Every one of them do. It's a marker for certain positions of stars and so forth for a ritual sacrifice. That's a fact. So they placate us, thinking it's Christian, when there's thousands and thousands of children are murdered on each holiday or raped. As I hate to be so graphic, but this is what's going on today. Druid. Witchcraft. Rules today. Allowed by God because we pulled away from Him. You understand this? This is not easy to say. It's not easy to hear. I know. But this is the truth. And so they set all this up to placate us. Christianity. Different religions to satisfy each person. Holidays to hide the ritual sacrifice. In favor of the fallen angel or their Satan. Depends what, which one it is. And that's what's going on today. So I pray for the return of Jesus Christ. But before he comes back, the real one, the real Jesus, not Sanand Emmanuel, the fallen angel, Yeshua, whatever you want to call him, is a false prophet. It looks like Jesus we think is Jesus. That's another story. The real Jesus has short hair, looks Middle Easterner. That's the real Jesus. Now, right now, see, y'all going to need to look that up because I don't have time to go into it right now. But here's the deal about Pope Francis and the support for exorcisms in the Catholic Church. Is that when this evil starts coming out and possessions of individuals, which is starting to happen, the characteristic is cutting off the old head. Killing your parents or killing friends or family members. The psychotropic drugs that people have been given for ADHD and all this set it up. And the troops that's been given the antidepressants. And children in high school and grade school being given these darn antidepressants for this false ADHD nonsense will allow possession. And the drugs and all this, okay? So now when it starts increasing, and it has, there'll be a need for exorcisms. Now, here's the deal. Alberto Rivera and other research I've done in addition to him is just this. That there's a cooperation between the demonic realm and the Roman Catholic exorcists. In other words, when you have a voodoo witch doctor, when you got a shaman, you got a rainmaker or whatever, and you got a crystal ball, a fortune teller, all this, the demons, family, this is a project that you'll find in the Pentagon. Weaponizing witchcraft, weaponizing the supernatural. And they can also synthesize demonic activity by using technology, microwave technology, ELF transmission. So you've got a possession going on with a real, with demons inside an individual. You got the Roman Catholic exorcists that's going to take that demon out, back to like in the old days. There's a corroboration, as Alberto Rivera describes it, between the demonic realm and the Roman Catholic Jesuit, the exorcist, whoever they are. That he does his rituals, whatever he does, it takes away the illness, it's away the demon out of there. They leave on command. The person's healed. What can be wrong with that? Plenty. Because it gives the witch doctor, the shaman, the priest that does the exorcist, power. Oh, thank you, thank you. You said a miracle. Wow. So you go right back to the heretical religion based on that action. That's how it works. Oh, they're put on show, too. You're relieved of having that demon out. Great. But then you turn your turn to false theology because you think they did it. Now, God's got something for that. It is in the scripture. It's called Depart from Me, I Never Knew Ye. It's already covered, family. It's already prepared for. In this scripture, the Bible's amazing. I mean, it really is. It just amazes me. Matthew 7, 21 to 23. It tells you about what I've just described. Listen, King James Bible. Quote, Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Unquote. You're already warned about this. Alberto Rivera, who was murdered by the Jesuits, because he was a Jesuit, went straight. As was John Todd, he was Illuminati. Bill Cooper was a bloodline member of the Illuminati, went straight. JFK went straight. Abraham Lincoln was a racial avatar, went straight. Lincoln warned us. As some of them, some presidents warned at the end of their administration. Now, you know about Lincoln, right? He warned us. I already mentioned about him once, but actually more specifically, toward the end of his life, he said, quote, about the Civil War, Lincoln, this war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and North on the questions of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money, arms, and Roman Catholics, of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. Charles Chickney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885 on page 388. And you'll know that the French fought on the side of the South, the Germans on the side of the North. Family, they've been murdering ever since. Every war is pre-planned with the outcome already determined, with the exception of World War II And that happened to an extent. It simply worked out secretly by them bringing Nazis over in the tune of 10,000 that created or formed up von Braun, the rockets. Oh, yeah, the space program, the CIA, and the United Nations. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, no, it brings to mind the space program. Yeah. Those space program, February 2nd. Was it February the 2nd? Columbia went up, killed all those astronauts. Well, that put things in back, didn't it? What else happened? The Russians had some disasters. Capsule burned up. They're having some troubles, aren't they? They just can't get this thing started now, can they? Don't you find that odd? Now Branson, who's a billionaire, setting up the tourism in spacecraft, out in space, tourism. And then the plans to go to, you know, Venus and all this nonsense. Well, all of a sudden, this explosion on the about that rocket recently has now set back the space program years and years and years. How convenient. The Virgin crash, quote, sets back space tourism by years, experts say. Well, drastic, spoiled again. Hey, you elite, you think you're going to Venus and Mars to set up some kind of planetarium or whatever, some big aquarium thing going on? It ain't going to happen. You see, because NASA had been lying to you about the moon project. Bill Cooper talks about this. A lot of other folks do. And the NASA, the astronauts, they're all about dead now. And they're all Freemasons anyway. And the NASA is all Freemasons. Von Braun was a Nazi. Something funny going on here. And a ninth grader in basic science can tell you, you can't fly outside the Van Allen belt or you get cooked like a goose in Thanksgiving Day. Or a turkey. A turkey more like it. Yeah, turkey, you understand, pun intended. Because family, you can't go outside the Van Allen belt. And let me tell you, the moon's outside the Van Allen belt. I ain't going to other places with it. That's not what this show's about. Family, you've been lied to. You've been lied to about the space program. As a matter of fact, their project, Iron Mount Report, yeah. And it's not a hoax. They keep telling you everything's a hoax. Protocols is a hoax. The Jewish Pearl's a hoax. All kinds of things. Everything that's good is a hoax. I wonder why. Anyway, these people are just too funny sometimes. Y'all. But you know, it said, in the Iron Mount Report was never to be released to the public. LBJ, that rascal, he had in the political side of their end result of the Iron Mount Report to control people was, quote, an established and recognized extraterrestrial menace was part of their project. That's not all. The economic part of it was, paragraph 1B was, quote, a giant open-end space research program aimed at unreachable targets. 1966. Family, they've been lying all along. The whole purpose of NASA was to convince the public that space travel was possible. That was the purpose of NASA. Spending billions for nothing but nonsense. They never intended to go to the moon. They never intended to go to Mars or Venus, any of that. Never intended it. They lied one side up, down the other. You know, as a matter of fact, in 1966, there's a sacrifice day on the February the 2nd, I believe. It's a sacrifice day. By the way, February the 2nd. Now, I'm throwing a lot of stuff at y'all. I know that. But, you know, that's what I do in my broadcast. It's not easy listening, I got to admit. You know, for me, it's like my mind-boggling for my head itself. But it's not easy listening I got here. But they like to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And an extraterrestrial menace, has always been planned since actually 1897. And John Dewey, to set up a threat to the world by extraterrestrials, 1917, John Dewey, father of American education, to have a threat against the world would cause people to come together. This was planned a long time ago. And they put it in TV, they put it in, you know, Outer Limits or Twilight Zone or whatever, in little segments in their programs to let you know what they're doing before they do it, and you just think it's some kind of a... You all think it's some kind of a, just a science fiction. It's way past that. Now, there's a show, I don't remember exactly what it's called right now, but there's a show in back in the 60s, and I watched part of it over the weekend that talked about a group of men that got together to plan an extraterrestrial menace. It was this storyline of a kind of a Twilight Zone program that you'd never even think. But they tell you what they were going to do about this. And that's what they're going to set up. And this is what brings on the extraterrestrial, the Sanand Emanuel, and all that. That's what's coming on. Even Ronald Reagan talks about it in front of the UN. I don't want to get into that right now because I've talked about this before. But I don't want to go that step. You can find it. If you want me to send it to you by email, I can do it. But all I just want to do is mention it. So, okay, let me go back. Okay, here we go. So this exorcism thing I was talking about, extraterrestrial menace, all this is for fear and for control. So right now, going back to Pope Francis, casting out demons, he declares support for exorcisms. That's to bring you in. Back to religion. When they crash it, they're bringing the New Age movement. That's the former pagan belief that the Roman Catholic covered over in the 3rd century. Right back to where they started. Did you all know that terminally ill, death with dignity advocate, she died? London, a woman finally, she was given the authority by the judge to go ahead and kill her disabled child. It took 14 days for that child to die. Death with dignity. Now they're cooking it up in Oregon. The same thing. Death with dignity. No dignity in dying in 14 days of your child. They're sneaking up on his family. Y'all remember also another point? I was talking about how the Sandy Hook was a false flag. Now, some of you listening right now, you already know that. Sandy Hook was a false flag. It was to justify, and it did, justify putting security in your schools. For protection of the students, right? No. That's not what it's for. It's to justify putting security in the schools in order to protect the schools, as I've said before, from the parents that want to pull their kids out. Now, here comes a case in point. It was a Marine. Got a text or was heard from his son, daughter, that they were teaching them about Islam, his son, in Manhattan Beach Middle School. So the father said the audacity of this school to think that they can set these children down and teach them whatever religion they please is preposterous. This is illegal, basically. You can't teach religion in schools anymore, but apparently in this particular school, at least, that's not the case. What they were doing, the parents discovered that their children were learning about Islam was more about the tenets of the faith than history of the religion. They banned the student from, banned the father from ever coming out. They banned him off the school grounds. They're asserting their influence, letting you know, we have your kids. And that's what it's for, to establish that precedent. This is why they have the security. Oh, yeah, the terminally ill, see, this is all part of this. Everything is a part of this. The 29-year-old terminally ill woman renewed national debate about physician-assisted suicide, ended her young life with lethal drugs available under Oregon's Death with Dignity Law. Brittany Maynard was 29. One step closer. All it needs is to take one life. Then everybody get the idea. I'm tired of living like this. I don't want to die, they say. ADHD, I can't stand this ADHD anymore. Mom, I want to die. When they signed the International Rights of the Child, didn't that sound like International Rights of the Child? Sure, no. No, it takes your children away from you. I've covered this in detail in broadcast before. What they're not telling you is that when they signed that again, Hillary tried to get it signed in 1989, and she failed. You make her president, you're in a whole heap of trouble. Excuse me, if you allow her to be appointed. Because when they sign it and get it agreed, as America was going to in 1989 but didn't do it, thank God, is when it's finally signed and they join it, America joins it, they can take your children away from you and that child can decide to die and you can't stop it. And you try to stop it. You got security to school, security to hospital, security wherever they are to keep you away and arrest you. And that child can say, Mom, I want to die. I'm going to die. I'm tired of living like this. Because of drugs, because of the whatever reasons, the Ouija board. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you try to stop it, they will arrest you and throw you in jail. Nothing you can do about it. That's where they're headed. I see these things ahead, and every one of them's come true. Because it's common sense when you know their agenda. Family, God's the only one that can take our life or allow it to happen. Only God. Our lives don't even belong to us. We're bought with a ransom. We're created by Him. He controls it all. But what controls it is our free will. You make your own choices. He's given us perfect free will. So Satan tries to intervene with that free will so you make the wrong decision. Like it did Eve and Adam. Nothing's changed in 6 or 7,000 years. Just the technology. Just the religion. Just the economics. Now you got it. This is what's really going on today, family. Getting closer to Jesus Christ is the answer. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. There is no other answer. Doesn't exist. I'm seeing this every day where the schools are taking priority over the parents and either arresting them or saying you're trespassing, get away. And just like I've been telling y'all, an article came out is the Southern Baptist churches have an identity crisis. Yeah, they are, because they're changing them all. And you notice on notice on TV and the sports stars today, wasn't like Johnny Unitas and all those guys. They had sportsmanship and all that sort of thing. Not today. Notice that. How about that? Well, recently Maryland was going up against Penn State, and this made all the news. This is unheard of. Maryland captains of the football team, they refuse to shake the hands with Penn State's captains. Now, there's no need for that, right? So that's just out of nowhere. It's like the Maryland State captains that's going to play, they do the flip. There it is, heads, okay, you receive, you whatever. Okay, everybody shake your hands. Or they shake the hands and they flip it. Well, the Maryland State says, we're not shaking. They just put their hand down, didn't shake it. Didn't shake no hands. Started a little ruckus, too. Family, that's orchestrated to show disrespect, to show a rebellion to our previous customs and so forth. All that's changing. How did it change Indigenous Day, Columbus Day to Indigenous Day? That's how the communists work in every country. You change the name of the holidays, you change the rituals, and you make sure the population sees it. That's exactly how they do it. It is happening now. Little by little. And don't take but a couple of instances to set a precedent nationwide. Just like that. Now that incident will be plastered all over the United States. And this is the role that they're playing. It's plain as day, man. And here's breaking news. Da, 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 da. Hey, Rome, quote, world religions are discussed, aiming for a global peace agreement. The Pope goes on record as saying, quote, God is not a divine being. Remember the Jesuits or the disassemblers. Now, vaccinations. What do you do for vaccination? Get a religious exemption, right? That's the fallback. Well, Paul Offit, that name's appropriate. Vaccine pusher, Paul Offit, because he is Offit. He tries to revoke all religious and philosophical exemptions to vaccination. You know how they control the guns? They buy up all the ammo. You know how they buy up all the ammo? They go to the major suppliers, and the government does a contract for, I'm guessing here, 5 billion rounds or something. Well, they don't actually give the government 5 billion rounds to put in a warehouse. They just have to have enough on stock and keep it stock at all times. So that way they control the distribution of ammo by having a contract let out to a supplier for an inordinate amount of ammunition. So that requires supplier to always keep that amount in control, which reduces the amount of ammunition being put out to the public. That's how these suckers do it. Ha! But you know John 8:32? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And boy, it's a-coming. It's a-coming. Family, this is not a religious show. This is a realistic show. It's a realistic program based on the reality of this agenda that we're under, all of us. Don't care what country you're from. It don't matter what country you're from. Your leader is not with you, whether it's America, whether it's Scandinavia, whether it's Britain, whether it's Russia, whether it's China. Your leader is not with you. They're with Illuminati. And the world depopulation plan, I can tell you, is in SSM 200 by Kissinger and another, well, he's dead now, but Alexander Haig. Evil to the absolute core. Both are and one were. You see, yeah, as were because he's dead. And to continue it, Oh, Jimmy Bob Carter. Global 2000. Look it up. And the organizations that work it is the Club of Rome and Bilderbergers. To depopulate worldwide. Now, have I got your head spinning? I hope not. This is actually light talk. This is trying to show you how this is actually being orchestrated. What you can pray against. This generational curses. This is the root of it. And the supernatural is the root of it. Domestic disputes, domestic abuse, rape, wars, everything is involved in this conspiracy like it is, like I've been telling you. Right down to a family that's having physical abuse, it's demonic, based on drugs or abuse, a generational curse carried down 3-4 generations. So if you don't believe in Satan, you don't believe in the supernatural, you're never going to solve that problem, and going to some counseling is not going to do it. It might for like, 30 days or 60, right back at it again. Notice that? That's why. It's supernatural what's going on today. And it's increasing exponentially. When you got a son that cuts his mother's head clean off and drags her headless body out in the street, for goodness sakes, but everybody sits around, oh, this is a prank. Look, wow, that's realistic. She is dead. It was real. And then he goes and jumps in front of a train on the way. That's planned out. Family, that's demonic. The drugs are designed for certain demons to come inside the body. Now, this is Watchman for Jesus 105. This is why they experiment with the drugs. Each drug has a certain frequency vibration that allows a certain demon to come inside that body. So when I put the drug in my body, it causes my body to have an abomination to it, like a vaccine or a drug or whatever. It's not natural for the body, which causes an opening of the portal of the body. Some people call them chakras or whatever. They're real. Even Earth has chakras, power points, convergence of ley lines. Everything physical has these power points that brings all the molecules, quarks, and protons together that God keeps together to make it a physical universe. This is real. They know how to manipulate it. Guess where they learned it? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, to get over it, gloss over it, they call the trees people. They say, well, the taking the fruit of the tree was really Satan having sex with Eve. They have all kinds of ways these sects and these organizations try to gloss over the truth. But they got to tickle your innards a little bit to join us, sign up, give them some money, and we're going to teach you the truth. And they're liars. In the ways I've described the past 2 hours, to keep us all divided. Family, come together through Jesus Christ. And to break that generational curse, I'm going to talk about this all week, about breaking that generational curse. That is the bottom line. The sins passed on to the son or the daughters, 3 and 4 generations. And they target entire cultures for this. And it works. It's been working all along. What has man solved? Can anybody tell me that? They've solved having wars by having them. Has man stopped them? No. Not one war has been won. Placated. The question might come up. Okay. Why is it that the human race could not live in peace? Isn't that a heck of a question to ask somebody now? Well, enjoy the blessings and bounties of God that's provided for our use and pleasure in such abundance. Why not? Well, the evidence that's been able to be produced in the World Revolutionary Movement is nothing more or less than the continuing Luciferian revolt against the right of God to exercise supreme authority over the entire universe. That is what's really going on today. Friar Schmidt goes back to the 50s. He did not intend that the word utilitarian, which means the civilizations with which he deals with, are identical with the original civilization of the human race. He kind of uses this U-R-K-U-L-T-U-R-E-N to mean the most ancient type of civilizations. Our means of investigation and research can even get past and reach. Primitive civilizations. Three groups, the southern, comprising of several tribes, aboriginals and southeastern Australia, and the central, which is comprised of pygmies and pygmoids, Africa. Southeastern Asia includes the Ceylon, the Andaman Islands, and the Philippines. And the northern are Arctic Americans and representatives of the northern Asia and disseminated among the Equinox, the Equimax, and the American Indians. And all the so-called uncivilized human beings share the fundamental belief that before this world was created, other worlds existed. Sometime before the Supreme Being created this world, a revolution occurred in the celestial world, the universe, caused by the fact that some of the Creator's creatures challenged his right to exercise supreme authority. This is almost all the actual civilizations. Satan's been a busy boy, creating a concept that's similar to what the Bible says. This is the reality, what's going on today. Now, family, what's going on right now, we're coming down to the end of the program. I want to advise you all, let you all know that I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com. Go there anytime. I got archives there. Some studies also you might be interested in. My Watchman for Jesus Facebook. And also our broadcast is, and Bible studies are played up in highpointradio.net, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays them. So, family. Tomorrow, I'm going to continue on with what I've told you I'm going to do. The race issue, we'll talk about this week. Generational curses, how to break them. I want to talk about solutions this week. Everybody's looking for a political solution by a president of some kind or a military takeover, all this other silly nonsense. But family's not going to get it. They're exchanging the pot for the kettle. They'll control always both sides. Hegelian dialectic is how they work it. Well, family, I appreciate y'all stopping by today, listening to my broadcast, and I hope I didn't inundate you too much with everything, but, you know, I try to get as much into the broadcast as I can, and to try to show you what's really going on in this world. And don't believe me. I don't want you to believe me. But I want you to test it out yourself. But family, the main book that you can find that's got the real truth to it is the King James Bible. Literally, that is the truth. And the only one truth you're going to find. And the part about it is, it can be proven. It's not being taught. The attack on the King James Bible is evidence that it is the truth. Otherwise, they wouldn't attack it like they do. You see? That in itself tells you something. Well, family, I'm going to break this all down all this week. And we'll hit the news. We'll show you where it's going and all this. And we'll... any questions or any comments or something you want to, you can go to my Facebook, find me there. send me an email. It's not a problem. And let's get it going. Y'all have a great night. And tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9, on my website. And it'll be all Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, broadcast, Eastern Standard Time. And Bible study, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. Y'all have a great night. God bless you. Whoa. He's alive, and we'll see y'all later. This is your watchman, signing off.